Well, National will give young farmers the chance to buy the government's farms. It will offer LandCorp's farms to farmers, as the government owning them is bringing little financial return to the taxpayer. But they would have to work the land for up to a decade, and then they could lease the farm before buying it. So would farmers jump at this opportunity? Federated Farmers President Katie Milne is with us once again. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm very well. What kind of, does this have merit, this system?
Yeah, I think it's possibly a little bit different than what you've said. In fact, they lease the farm at the start, and the lease period is to give them time to build up the capital to then purchase it. And yeah, I do think it has some merit. If they're going to be sold off, why not set it up in a way that young New Zealand Kiwi farmers can have a crack at getting the land?
So Katie, they'll lease it, what, for 5 to 10 years from the get-go, and then they buy it. Is that the way it'll work?
Yeah, if they can't afford to buy it outright, that's what it appears to be. So yeah, but having to work on the land themselves, you know, proves that they are someone who is actually invested in doing that and setting up the farm to be a, you know, their permanent sort of farm that they carry on with, I guess, and make sure that it is actually resident Kiwi farmers that will be running the land.
Right, and I guess the devil is in the detail in all of this. So you believe that young farmers would jump at this?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be a big ask in some cases. Some of them are pretty big farms, so they might have to have equity partnerships and things like that. But there's many structures around that can allow people to get into ownership. And in fact, over the years, we've actually challenged LandCorp to go back to having some share milkers on some of their farms, which gives people genuine skin in the game and a pathway to grow their business to buy farms through that mechanism.
Katie, just to clarify, so I just want to quote here, Primary Industries Minister Nathan Guy said that the young farmers would have to work the land for 5 to 10 years, after which they could lease the farms before buying them. I'm just not sure how this is working, whether they lease them from the get-go, whether they work for 5 years and then lease them.
Yeah, well, I understood that it was lease them and then buy them. It was a time frame to get them to get the capital up. The only other thing that could be is that the fact that it is going to take a while to let this happen. You know, LandCorp's become quite a sophisticated farming business in its own right over the years. You know, we used to have the scheme where, you know, the Ballot Farms years ago under Land Hill Survey, that was changed and held as LandCorp, and there was tree settlements and all those sorts of things tied up in why that happened. And so now, yes, they have got some lease farms already, LandCorp as well, but the business structure is quite sophisticated and it will take a little bit of time to extricate that out. So that might be why they're leasing there.
And they're talking, I think there's around 140 farms. Of course, it depends on what it's going to cost to buy the farm, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I have heard that they will make some of them smaller parcels of land because they are pretty substantial areas and probably out of most new young farmers' reach. So it will be, as you say, the devil in the detail, but it will be very interesting. I mean, LandCorp's now milking deer, milking sheep, a whole raft of new and interesting options that they're, you know, trialling basically for the rest of New Zealand, I guess, to see if there's markets and see if it'll work. So it will be very interesting to see how it unravels.
So in that case, if LandCorp is trialling all this sort of stuff, in a limited form, you believe LandCorp is a useful vehicle, do you?
Parts of it are useful to explore that sort of thing, but having said that, there are plenty of entrepreneurial farmers out there, and especially the young farmers, who previously have always trialled these things themselves and got into it. There's monitor farms all around the country as well that farmers in specific areas have set up as groups. So whilst it's been an interesting way and interesting things to look at, I don't think it'll be lost to us.
No, not sure government should be owning and running farms. All right, okay. Just on another matter while I've got you here, how concerned are farmers over Labor's policy of a water tax and an ETS which will include them? How concerned are they?
Oh, yeah, they are very, very concerned over those issues. The ETS one especially, well, the water tax as well, but the ETS, you know, at the moment, everybody in the country, including farmers, pay for CO2 emissions. We pay for it on there. Getting our meat processed at the freezing works for our dairy companies have to pay. You know, we pay on farm for our fuel. Anything we use energy wise, we all pay. We don't pay. No one pays for methane in New Zealand. So that's where we have an issue. No one pays for it around the world. It is actually, you know, it's a contentious thing. It's a closed cycle. But yeah, so that's the big issue we have. It will make us less efficient in competing offshore, And if you actually want to do net gain for the planet with emissions, you want to keep your most efficient people doing, you know, like food production, because that is something in the Paris Accord, climate change agreement, food production was paramount to be secure. You know, don't affect that, because it's a growing need across the planet. And if you're going to shift it to places that are less efficient, you're actually going to have a net loss rather than a net gain.
Right. And at the end of the day, you can't, if you're selling your produce overseas, you can't recoup those costs, can you? So it'll be the regions that suffer, I guess.
Well, exactly. You know, if you're competing for exports and that's the price you've got to meet, then there's only one place that you might be able to adjust the cost. It's pretty hard for a farmer to do generally, but if you are only in a local market, yes, you can. You can put your price up.
Thank you, Katie. Nice to talk to you. That is Katie Milne, who is the Federated Farmers President.